was never really one to drive a fast car, but I'd love to be inside the arena with Gangstar. Bumped 3 feet high before I wanted to get high, and it wasn't until 95 till I thought I was ready to die. And as much as I wanted to be a microphone fiend, I had a couple of hammer dicks and I was to the extreme. With always another case of that on PTA, that's the Ace was born, the Rolling Special Ed had it made. Ice Cube got play in my box nonstop. It was always a good day when I reminisced with Pete Rock, and I knew I had to be a CL Smooth operator. Songs are always doper with Premiere on the fader, cause he made J-Rue grab the mic and come clean. Bob Marley shot the sheriff at EPMD. House of Pain made me jump and grab my Lucky Charms. Well, Dale, let me know there was no need for alarm. I was cool like that and insane in the brain. Met the man, brought the pain and had me speaking Wu-Tang. LL wanted me to have it around the way, girl. Keith Murray thought this was the beautifulest thing in this world. And whose world is this? Will it belong to Nas? Run DMC had me still believing in Santa Claus. And when the world's got me down, wondering why I'm still alive, I take a bizarre ride on a quest for Tribe.
Well, I grew up in the mountains, so my exposure was limited. There wasn't much besides trees when I was a little kid. When it comes to hip-hop, I jumped in the game late. I was in third grade, and it was 1988. There's good music everywhere, all done by the masters. It Takes a Nation of Millions was a P.E. classic. Big Daddy Kane and N.W.A. But I was busy bumping Aerosmith, Walk This Way. Better believe I'm glad they were Run DMC's bros. Besides that, Fresh Prince and Velvet of the Bow. Rob Bass and third base.